it's bin day in Tunstall, and that can cause Hazel and her guide dog Tilly some major problems.
Mondays are bin days, so all the wheelie bins are out. I don't venture out into town very often on a Mondays for that reason. I prefer not to go till the bins are back in again. Okay, sort it out then. Sort it out, safest way.
Sort it out means Tilly's come across an obstacle and needs to find another route. Unfortunately, on this residential street, there's cars and bins blocking both pavements, which means the pair are forced to walk down the road.
Although we're standing on the pavement now at night time, you wouldn't even be standing here at all, either side. It's just, no. It's not a pavement, it's a car park.
Also out with us is Laura Lane Clark from Guide Dogs for the Blind. She says it's a familiar problem.
Street clutter with bins is an ongoing problem for guide dog owners, visually impaired people. But if you double that up with parking on pavement, which is an issue to 100% of guide dog owners, according to our research, then there's no way that they can get safely along that pavement.
The last time I went out with Hazel and Tilly, we came to Roundwell Street in Tunstall, where she told me she'd been forced to walk through the rush hour traffic. She says it's happened again, but this time she was with her family.
The other day I was forced into the middle of the road and I got my daughter with me. And she's got a child in a buggy and a child in a hand. So, you know, what do you put into the road first? The buggy or Parry, who's only three, following a guide dog? It's not ideal, is it? Come on.
Tilly's now started to take Hazel along a path which runs along the back of the shops that line Roundwell Street. But she says she stopped calling the police and council because it doesn't seem to make any difference.
Come on, we can do this. Safest way.